Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha, and today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about what we call the second time around.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
Which is basically when you have a startup and it either fails or succeeds, and then you do another one.
Yeah. And the thing that most people think, I'll start us off with kind of a premise that I want to dissect with you, which is the one that's like, the second time around should be easier. Shouldn't it be, Heaton?
No.
Why? Well, you have all this experience. You've done it before. Well, okay. Is there a difference between having failed the first time around or having succeeded the second time around in terms of the first time around in terms of what the second time around looks like?
I think people would lead you to believe it's that, just because they want you to believe it's either easier or harder, or failure helps you or success helps you. But honestly, like, it doesn't matter. Like, there's so much that can be different the second time around. There are a bunch of patterns and things you learned, no doubt. But like, it's not, I feel like people don't realize that this is, you're literally building a business from scratch.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of factors that determine whether your business works or not. One big factor that you learn the hard way oftentimes is that your own ability to make really good decisions is all that really matters. And your ability to do that decisively and fast. And the reason I'm picking on that specific one thing out of the millions of things that you could consider is because the first time founder either lost or won, whatever that means, because of their ability to make the right decision at the right time. And that could be a fast decision and then undo it later, whatever that means. Like, there's a lot to that, but like, so by the time you're at the second, whether you won or lost, you've made up your mind about a bunch of different things that you might not even realize you've made up your mind about. For example, if you tried sales for 4 years and it didn't work for you, you might be like, I can't do sales. Well, when you get into that second business and you're hit with the problem and sales is going to solve it, what are you going to do? Are you going to make the right decision and just go figure it out, even though you failed like for 4 years trying to figure it out? Or are you going to sit there and be like, I can't do this? And then you're going to quit. And then now all of a sudden you're a third time founder. I mean, like, the reason I went there is because that's just one little nuance of someone's experience clouding their judgment for the next experience. So I think that it's really important to what I do in this specific case, and I've done this more than twice, unfortunately, is I try to figure out, I have an advantage. I do it sometimes in parallel. So what I do is I try to figure out what happened last time? And I'd be honest with myself. So after my experience with Kissmetrics, once I was done with it, I have this like 1.5 or 2 page document, and it's got bullets of every not the timeline of what happened, but what I would, I just poured in all the lessons that I learned from that experience. And a lot of them were mistakes I made. About 75%, 25% were things that I think we did really well, and that has led to a bunch of things that honestly, I honestly will be conscious of the next time around. And I have been conscious of it the next time around. It's also helped my existing businesses. But I think the tip here for me, before I let you say anything about this, is just reflect on what happened if you want to be honest with yourself. And I think this is one where intellectual honesty is like what you need. Otherwise, you're going to just be doomed to the same cycle of mistakes that you made the first time.
Beautiful. I'll come out of the bed and say, you know, unfortunately, unsatisfyingly, the answer to will the second time around be easier or harder is always, it depends, right? It depends on so many factors. Yeah. But I do want to start with something that might be counterintuitive to people. I do think that just because you succeeded the first time around doesn't mean the second time around is going to be easier. And I think people just think that because they're like, well, if somebody succeeded with a first venture, it means that they've done a lot of things right. It means that they now have wealth or resources. It means that they have a brand or a name that will attract talent and other investors. It means that they have working relationship with customers, investors, employees that they're going to be able to utilize. Again, there's so many advantages. How could it not be easier the next time around? Well, you know, it's funny that, you know, I have a good amount of friends and people that I know well that had tremendous success the first time around and have failed to be successful a second time or a third time around, right? And it's not because they're not smart. It's not because they don't work hard. It's not because they don't know what they're doing or they don't deserve success. It's just because it's not, you know, it's not that easy. There's so many factors at play. I always bring up, with good friends, I always bring up one example that I won't name here of somebody that I know that is incredibly wealthy, right? So his first success was not just a little success. It was a massive success, right? We're talking, you know, billions. We're talking an insane amount of wealth. And that person has been trying to do another venture for, I think, 4 years now, 5 years now, and has done, I think, two or three different things. And none of these things have panned out. So, and I always bring him up as an example because he had such insane success the first time around. I'm like, look, you know, first venture that he did, incredibly successful, sold for an insane amount of money. Awesome. He's obviously smart, works really hard, all the right things. But it's not a perfect formula. And I do think that if you draw a long enough timeline, he's going to succeed again, right? But with the ideas, with the ventures, with the timing, the market, for a lot of factors, the few projects that he worked on after that just haven't worked out, right? Haven't been as successful. And just because you succeed the first time around, it's going to create a certain amount of resources and advantages, but it might also create disadvantages, right? You might have the pressure to immediately succeed. You might have the pressure to go much bigger the second time around ahead of its time. You might, maybe you're a little clouded or confused about your skills because the first time around you had perfect timing and you were a little lucky and you confused that luck and timing for skill, right? And then so the second time around you approach it the exact same way because you don't have the self-awareness that you were highlighting of like sitting down and trying to really dissect, what did I learn? What did I do well? What didn't I do well? You just felt that you did everything well because it worked out. And so the second time around, you're lacking maybe the little bit of luck or the right timing. And now those same strategies